Want to make a difference in your community but not sure how? Go to GoFundMe.com right now and start a GoFundMe. Seriously. Your next fundraiser doesn't have to start in a school parking lot or a church basement. You can start a GoFundMe today in just minutes. Fundraise for yourself, a friend, or family member, or an organization. All that matters is that you care about them. GoFundMe is the trusted place to fundraise for what you care about. With no pressure to hit your fundraising goal, but tons of tools to help you reach it, you can confidently start fundraising right now. Whether it's creative, local, or critical, your cause matters. And there's a reason why GoFundMe is backed by millions and chosen by fundraisers everywhere. It works, and it matters. GoFundMe helps you make a real difference. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
This podcast is supported by The RealReal. Meet Christine. She loves shopping. And this is the sound of fashion overload. Too many fabulous things, not enough space. So Christine started selling with The RealReal.
I've always loved collecting designer pieces. Gucci bags, Prada heels. But my style keeps evolving. Selling with The RealReal? Game changer. I earn more, and they do everything.
Seriously, just drop off your items or schedule a pickup. We handle the photos, descriptions, pricing, even shipping. You just sit back and watch your items sell fast to our 38 million members.
And I get peace of mind knowing I earn more selling with The RealReal than anywhere else.
Exactly. This? That's the sound of your closet working for you. The RealReal. Earn more, save time, sell fast. And right now, you can get an extra $100 site credit when you sell for the first time. Go to TheRealReal.com to get your extra $100. TheRealReal.com. That's TheRealReal.com.
You used to work at Mickey D's,
Sadly. I left it like last month or 2 months ago, but see from like April or May, I only went down to like two or three shifts a week, and at that, I would barely even make it.
I think that's where I know your face from.
That's where most people do it. Being in Mickey D's. Or McDonald's.
Oh, I get like something in the end. Being black, being here, lads.
Yeah.
And
the main one?
Yeah, facing Primark. It was brutal.
Wow. Alex.
Yeah.
Good old, good old.
There's loads of Emmons watches that work in Norway.
I'm sure you've had some funny nights out there, going out for a smoke break or something, seeing all sorts of chaos.
I did, but like, see, after a while, I had to get took off him overnight. See, drunk people when I'm sober, I can't deal with it. Like,
oh, I know.
Screaming people in your face whenever you're just trying to take an order, I couldn't.
I used to work in a couple of bars, and it's the same. Clients trying to tell you, I ordered 3 bottles, and going, you're black, I'm sober, you ordered 2.
Did you work in a bar, did you?
Work in a few bars, kid. I worked in Brandon's. Shit, nah, actually, well, worked in Brandon's bar, but the owner was a wanker, so I hope he hears this, but the manager was a legend. Shout out to all the actual workers, they're all legends, but the owner was a cunt. And then I worked in the Berliner. Used to be Ephraim Echo.
Ephraim Echo. That's round the saber, round the back of
Castle Court. No, oh, the other bar I used to work in was Einstein's in Liverpool. That was my favourite one. Concert Square. Did you ever go there?
I've been in Navi Square.
It's a German bar. There's McCoolies. And then the one in front of that is Einstein's.
Yeah, good spot.
Have you ever been to Liverpool? Nah.
No.
Is Liverpool be a good old spot?
My friend wants to go for a birthday in February, but we always plan to go to Liverpool. See, one night we were all on it. It was about like 7 in the morning. We all started booking the boat to Liverpool, being like, oh, how can we get everything over to Liverpool? Like, let's go. But see, within like 2 hours, we weren't getting a reply to get anything, and like everybody started to sober up. We were like, fuck out, we're not going to Liverpool. So just wasted money on boats to Liverpool because you couldn't cancel it. Too late to cancel. So
it's always a good idea when you're on it.
It's
an 8-hour boat, you know what?
No.
That's long.
See,
way.
I hadn't a clue. It was just all of us in the moment. We were like, yes, let's do it. And then didn't even do it in the end.
We've done that before. And is this like the next morning when everyone's looking somewhere to go and you're all on the
track? Yeah, it was.
We'd done it with my mate's car, huh? And it was like a wee one you clip on the back of your car. We were all planning on going and taking it down to Newcastle. Rang us down all. We're all fucking steaming. Can we take the car van down to Newcastle? It's like, who's draining it? We're all fucking
overheads. No one's draining. It's always a good idea when you're on it. You always book holidays or something, and it never actually works out. Like, or you make plans when you're on it, but they're the plans that never happen. Like,
are you going holidays yet?
No, I've literally nothing planned. I want to go to Turkey to get stuff done, but nobody will come with me, and I'm too scared to go on my own. Like,
a few BBLs?
Maybe not a BBL. Like, I'm too scared for that one. But see, even the other day, getting lip filler, like, the nerves even getting lip filler, I couldn't go and get surgeries in Turkey and then just lie there on my own. That's what I want. I want to get my teeth and my boobs done, but no one will come with. And I don't know how long you're supposed to go out there for, and I would be so bored.
It's about a week.
But apparently you're not allowed.
When's the next time you're going back over?
I know, I'll join you.
Oh, 100%.
I don't know. I don't need anything else. Just don't think I need anything else.
I need to go over. I need to go over to see a bit of... Everybody says to do cheap clothes. You get loads of them, so I want to go over and get a few bargains. Like,
they
do,
but
few
have you ever been on that Haku thing?
I've seen it there. They would do everything.
No, you don't have to go to Turkey, you can just get it delivered.
Like, what do you call that other one?
It's kind of something similar like that. Saramart.
You get the football tops and all off it.
DH Gate.
That's the one.
Every cunt.
There's loads in.
Everyone uses that now. Yeah. And just lets on. But I don't think I'll be in Turkey anytime soon.
Yeah. I'm devastated. I'm going to have to go on my own then.
Surely one of your mates not going to worry. They get it for free. If you pay for the surgery, they can go. They have to pay their flight, but they can stay with you free. They'll get picked up and all with a wee chauffeurs, and they'll get dropped off. You can bring their appointments. All they look after you out there. Like,
so what do they get for free? So all they have to do is pay flights?
Yeah. So what are you looking done?
Teeth and boobs. Yeah, two main things. Like, that's all I think about.
Yeah, well, then they will get to you. Just whoever's going with you, if they pay their flight, they can stay with you in the room.
See, the main reason I would actually love to go to Turkey, see the fucking Galatasaray in front of Bache matches, and they're all...
What are you talking about? What's a Bache
like, match? Like, a football match, and they're like, see the way you're shouting Rangers, and everyone hates each other, and they all go mad. This is like times 100, and they've got fucking flares and smoke bombs, and they're all going mental, and there's all chaos after the match, but... Like, just the atmosphere would be good to go to. You'd probably end up getting hit or something, like, but it would be just see standing in the middle of it. I love it. Like,
yeah, Amy, what was your name before Amy?
Justin. Very different, like, to go from Justin to Emily, but, like, see, whenever I first came out as trans, I'd already, like, started growing my hair and stuff out, and see, because I was running about, like, out in a drink, or was this other trans wee lad, and he was like, it doesn't feel right looking at you and calling you Justin, like, you just don't look like one. I was like, just call me whatever you want, like, I don't care. And then it was Emily at night, and it stuck, and then I went out the next night, and it just stuck, and then I think it was about a week later, I decided, I was like, I'm just going to stick with Emily.
Uh-huh.
And it's just been like that from this, that, well, from men anyways.
Is that your own hair? Is it?
All natural. People seem to try and say it's a wig and all, and it does my head in, because it's like, I didn't spend near 5 years growing my hair for cunts to be running around being like, it's got a wig on, and it's like, no fucking doubt.
Is that how long you've changed?
Well, I obviously started to realise whenever I was like 11 or 12, but see, growing up in like Dundonald, no one was that out there, so I didn't really understand. Like, it was all like, what the fuck? Obviously, yeah. I came out as gay and was dressing different, but that's just what I thought that it was. And
so, So are you a gay man or straight woman?
Straight woman. Like, I would be taking hormones and everything right now. Like, obviously I'm not going to get stripped on the fucking podcast, but like, I'd be growing like boobs, and like, my body would now be growing curvy, if that would make sense.
Does it?
Yeah. So like, see, the only really manly part about me at the minute is that part down there, but I don't use it. Well, unless it's for money purposes and maybe in, but
I
like,
have to.
That's the only time.
So you're going to get it cut off?
Yeah, but you don't get it cut off. Like, fuck, it gets, like, inverted and all, like, into it. Like, it's mental. I don't really like to look at videos because it scares me.
What do you mean, like, push it into you? Or something?
It's something to do with, like, in the middle, like, fuck, it's even uncomfortable.
Well, like a banana or something?
Yeah, like, and then it, like, oh, I don't know, but yeah. I avoid from watching videos, like, I see it getting shared on Facebook and all sometimes, and I'm like, fuck that, I wouldn't even want to watch that because I'd be too scared to go and
like,
get it.
I imagine it's like when you're, if you were to get into like, do you know, like it's, if it's Baltic, you're only in it, or you get a cold shower and your dick goes a wee bit away or something. Or like if you're been on the east for about 3 days and you're trying to piss and your dick's like that, you must just wait till that day and just push it up and it stays up.
If only it was that easy to do it myself.
They would have to cut it off, surely. Like,
I just say
you had a hardener. What's going to happen then?
Because it's not like it's completely like gone. Like, it will be gone, but like it's.
Can you have sex with a fella?
Yeah.
So where's his?
In the vagina, like.
Want to make a difference in your community, but not sure how? Go to GoFundMe.com right now and start a GoFundMe. Seriously. Your next fundraiser doesn't have to start in a school parking lot or a church basement. You can start a GoFundMe today in just minutes. Fundraise for yourself, a friend, or family member, or an organization. All that matters is that you care about them. GoFundMe is the trusted place to fundraise for what you care about. With no pressure to hit your fundraising goal, but tons of tools to help you reach it, you can confidently start fundraising right now. Whether it's creative, local, or critical, your cause matters. And there's a reason why GoFundMe is backed by millions and chosen by fundraisers everywhere. It works, and it matters. GoFundMe helps you make a real difference. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
Go, like, they do make it a bit vagina.
They give you, like, they make a wee hole for you, basically.
Yeah.
Oh.
And then from, like, what I've heard as well, like, from watching podcasts with trans people on it, like, you have to go and get it dilated and all, because obviously, like, a piercing, like, things can close over, like, just the same as, but obviously I'll be using it a lot, like, whenever I do have it, so I hopefully don't have a problem, but apparently so, like.
So tell us this, would you tell a fella if you met a fella?
I'd tell everyone.
Would you say here, big lad, I've used to be a man, like?
Yeah. 100%, yeah.
See, or even people that...
I know someone that, what is it, a boy getting into a girl,
trans
and
woman.
she kissed him and never told, and I actually said she used to be a boy, and then he cracked up.
See, but then no, I wouldn't do that.
That's a weird one.
That is, like, I would always make sure to tell people, and then see, because, like, obviously that's dangerous for that girl, because if you were to be, like, that's a man after, and that man would... to be like, what the fucking go for, and like,
make
a cunt out of her. So it is like, it's staying safe is more like always just letting people know, even on social media.
It's a wee bit deceiving doing that, I think, isn't it? Like, it's a wee bit sneaky doing that type of way. Like, that way,
do you think if a man's doing that, is he
straight or gay? See, I have obviously, yous are going to have different views on it, but for me, like, see. Because people will obviously try and go near that part, and, like, that's at the point I'm like, right, you're literally gay, like, why are you trying to do that? But see if you're just...
That's a good point.
Exactly.
You probably know a load of people. It's probably not that, like, I'm like, get on as if they're straight, but really they're not.
Loads of them all have girlfriends. There's these married men. Like, there's loads of people that ask me, but in my opinion, like... if I'm just going to meeting someone, like, sucking them off and, like, or around me and not going near that part of my body, I wouldn't really see it as gay, because you're just sticking it in a different hole. But, like, the second that, like, that comes into play, it is like, well, yeah, that is a man so touching
people
the dick.
My personal opinion, I would say it would be gay. But see, when the likes of when people go to jail, people go, here, as long as you're not taking it and you're giving it, it's all right. Like, sort of thing, like, everybody's going to have different views, like, do you know what I mean? But I reckon you would do all right in jail, then you'd be sweet.
I would love to go to jail. I always say to my friends, like, I would love to go in. What is it, High Bank or McGabry when you're 21?
Hay Bank's the younger one.
Because, like, I'm the closest thing that we'd be getting. Like, I would be round for in jail. And, like, I love a prisoner. Like, that would be, like, my type of people. I do, like, them kinds of people. So it is, like, that would be
It wouldn't be too much of it, like, a jail for you compared to other people looking in the jail. No, I mean, you probably have a good crack.
Not so until these
technically still a man.
No,
until that comes off.
No, but like seen in jails, but that's because.
All right, so that's what I mean. So see if a cop's coming in and arrest you, where are you going? Are you going to a male or female one?
I don't know. I don't plan on fucking walking in and arresting me any day, sir.
I suppose that's true.
But you don't know until you get lifted. No, because different thing. Countries or different things. See, because of the hormones and all, the kid, the girls. But I will. Like, because of that part of the body, like, I could still be attracted to girls and, like, go into a girl jail and...
Isn't that what your man... Bruce Jenner.
Caitlin.
So he still has his dick, doesn't he?
No, she got everything.
But he has a girl, doesn't he?
Yeah, she has a girlfriend, like, but...
Sorry,
I know you're all right. Like, you will get terms wrong, obviously. I'm a lot more educated.
Well, so it was Caitlin
Jenner is a lesbian. So Caitlin...
she's not going... She's not going where fucking Chris. Kardashians, man.
Do you know what was mad?
No.
Every one of them Kardashians start with K, and he easily could have put... She easily could have put the K at the start of Caitlin, the name. And just went, I'd be at the K and change it to a C. So they're all K's, and...
She is a rapper. Like, she ran someone over for Cornell and killed him. She's a mental cunt.
Who killed?
Did you never hear about that, Caitlyn Jenner?
Nah.
Yeah, she killed some cunt.
Oh, fuck.
I didn't know she killed someone. When he was Bruce, he won a gold Olympic gold medal.
Like, it was really good. Yeah.
Oh, so he killed people when he was a boy?
I actually think it could have been.
Sure, he's only been a girl a couple of years.
I don't think, like...
Recently.
Yeah, I don't think the men...
So,
the, men, like,
so the dad's killed running people over and their uncle's OJ.
Yeah.
No, they're not.
A brilliant family. Well, I love them, so no slander on the Kardashians here. Like, I love them. Yeah. Like,
it was Kim's dad was the solicitor of...
OJ.
OJ might
be their dad. He's their
own... OJ, is he OJ not black?
They, but
OJ went in and had some with Chris, because when Chris was back...
CM kids, they say Uncle OJ. Swear to God.
Do they? Do you watch all that?
Yeah, I love the Kardashians.
Keen up with the work class?
See, I just know because my man all watches it maybe and I see a wee bit on the TV and that's how I know. I don't have that.
Who's she with now? Who's Kim with now?
No one.
Is she not? She's hanging all back at footballs now, doesn't she?
She's looking Jude.
Jude Bellingham?
She's looking wee Jude.
I like Jude Bellingham too. You can't blame her. Like, honestly.
Who is it?
A footballer.
Even she knows who Jude Bellingham
is. Yeah, I don't.
Jude Bellingham.
Oh, you know I don't watch football.
He's just great.
Hey, John, I'd say something. You should know. Something.
Yeah. Jude Bellingham is the English player who plays centre mid for England and he plays.
He's everywhere now. He's all over the
Jack
TV.
I don't. I cannot see that at all. Grealish has like long hair or put back. Where what do you call it? Am I Walt?
Who's Tur?
Does he watch? I speak to you.
Tur, you're wrong, mate. I don't know E, but you're fucking, you're wrong, man.
Who are we talking about there?
Jude. Something Jude to do. No, the Kardashians. Jude. Bruce.
Oh, I like him and fucking Jude Bellingham.
Uncle OJ. That's what it was. Was it? No.
I thought it was her. Who was the one done the case? It was Kim's dad. He was the solicitor. Yeah. Right. Is that not how they got? That's how they got famous.
But he was his mate. That's why he got him off. But he's also his mate. Like, in real life,
I think it was more Kim's sex tape got her.
I think we've all had a wee watch of that in our lives. Like,
have you seen it?
I seen it years ago.
I thought it was completely off.
Back when I was in my younger teenage days, wanking like a champion. Getting the testosterone up. Don't watch porn no more because bad for your health, folks. Kids, don't do it.
No.
So is that cut? Like, do you take stuff to
Like, I would be on testosterone blockers and then estrogen. So, like, the block testosterone and then...
What's it feel like, if you can explain it, to be a boy but, like, want to be a girl?
Be a girl born in their own body. But, yeah, right,
can you explain
it's like you feel like it's your soul's... Not in the body that it's meant to be or something.
So like, see completely inside, like growing up and everything. Like I always felt like a girl. Wonder why? Like I really wasn't. Like all my best friends at that time, like were girls. So like they'd all be like growing their hair. This started maybe as early as like 8 or 9. Like I'd obviously be looking at them, wondering like why is my hair not growing out like that? Like I would stick a towel on after fucking washing my hair in the bathroom and treat it like a wig, like just to pretend like long hair. And then I didn't understand it. And then it was as I started to get older, like I started like wearing girls' clothes and feeling more comfortable doing that and then growing my hair, and then it was more like I was starting to feel more.
Want to make a difference in your community but not sure how? Go to GoFundMe.com right now and start a GoFundMe. Seriously, your next fundraiser doesn't have to start in a school parking lot or a church basement. You can start a GoFundMe today in just minutes. Fundraise for yourself, a friend, or family member, or an organization. All that matters is that you care about them. GoFundMe is the trusted place to fundraise for what you care about. With no pressure to hit your fundraising goal, but tons of tools to help you reach it, you can confidently start fundraising right now. Whether it's creative, local, or critical, your cause matters. And there's a reason why GoFundMe is backed by millions and chosen by fundraisers everywhere. It works, and it matters. GoFundMe helps you make a real difference. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
Matched into myself, and then it all started to make more sense. And that's when I was like, right, trans. But I didn't start medically transitioning until about last year, because the NHS, you don't really get it on the NHS. You have to wait like 5 years. So I had to end up just going private for it.
Do you?
Yeah.
So if they're taking a sausage off, can you get the Canadian or do you have to go?
Well, they can do it, but I'm assuming like I'll end up having to pay for that too. But that's like 18 to 20 grand, like what? So. I know, so I can't really afford that. Hormones is only like 400.
If you're
ready for it,
I'll take it off
your head. What? The NHS, I'm not dissing you, but you'd probably be waiting for years, so you aren't private.
Yeah.
So BC being a trans woman.
Or guy.
I'll keep.
I'll keep trying to crack
you. Yeah, just crack me. Like, are you for women, like, doing boys? Like, a woman, so a man transgendering into a woman, but competing in, like, women's sports?
No.
Do you think that's all right?
No.
You don't?
No.
Like, you wouldn't go and do it yourself?
Yeah, but would you go and join the women's football team? Or do you think that's unfair?
Unfair.
You do?
Yeah.
There
is different people, like, obviously as well, like loads of trans people probably watch this and be like, oh, I'm horrible for saying that, but I wouldn't really.
That's just your opinion, yeah. You know what I mean? Everyone's is entitled to their opinion.
But like me, what? Even on hormones, like I can say, like if I was to go for a 100-meter sprint with like fucking my best friend, like I probably will have the advantage because I'd have grew up. Like that.
There was once in the Olympics and all, and it was like,
you seen
the wee girl, and she, like, who got beat in the final, and she's worked her whole life to get there, and she's going like, I've never been hit that hard ever by a woman. And you're like, you feel sorry for her because she's dedicated her whole life to try and win that fight or get the Olympics, get the gold. And then it's like kind of as if she's being cheated.
But that person, you know what I mean? Her wasn't transgender.
No.
Wasn't that? No. Fuck, there you go.
There was something.
I don't know. I'm just saying what I heard.
No, 100%. There was some shot, like some kind of messed up genetic thing, but like she was born a woman. And again,
yeah, I see. Now she does look like a father.
Yeah, she does. Like, completely.
Was there a point where, like, in your life, you were going to a barber's name one day, you just went to a hairdresser's?
No.
Did you always go to a hairdresser's?
No, I went to a barber's, but then obviously it wasn't just like within a week because I had to grow my hair out. So maybe I didn't go to a hairdresser's. A hairdresser's for like a year, maybe.
Oh, I had a lot of grow.
Even being a gay fella, you wouldn't still go to barbers. You would go to
I used to work at barbers.
Loads of gay fellas came in.
Do you?
Oh, you do? Do I?
Most gay men are hairdressers, aren't they?
Yeah, well, a lot of them. But that's because they know what they're doing. They're good at them.
So have you legally changed your name? Like,
yeah.
Is it a hard thing to do?
No. Like, to be honest, no, not at all.
But you still kept the same sack name and all, like...
Yeah, but I want to change that.
Oh, yeah.
What to?
Robinson, just to go to my mummy's side.
So does a lot of your family not agree with what you do, or...
No, they all... Well, like, I don't speak to my daddy's side, but that would be before... Well, like, they all supported being trans. It was last year I just stopped talking to my daddy's side because his kids... Like, I'll not even get into it, but just...
A wise man says you can't choose your family, you know what I mean? It's just the name hangs on. So,
see, to change your name, would you change your name to like something funny for a laugh on the podcast?
I used to always change my name. Facebook.
Legally, we'll get the papers and all up, we'll legally change your name.
My man go mad, like.
I'll change mine too. We'll do something funny.
Right. If you only, you hear us, folks, you hear it come out of his mouth. Only if Gavin does it, I'll do it. But I'm
legally
not doing it on my own.
Change your name.
All right.
What will change him to? Bill Ben?
Flower Pot Man? I changed mine to Gavin. Gavin, and you change yours to Liam for a lamb. Liam Bull Slice and Gavin Burns. Gavin MB.
Gavin Slice. That would be funny.
I changed my name to Muhammad on Facebook, and there's people still to this day call me Muhammad, and it was about 2015.
Well, it was like just we
Muhammad, just we Muhammad.
I try to get a Muslim to convert his religion to Muslim. When was it? Last
about 3 weeks ago or something.
He was like,
on this podcast.
He was genuinely going to do it, and he was like, nah, no sex before marriage and all. And he was like, well, I can't promise you that, no.
But do they actually stick to that?
Some of them do, some of them don't. No, I mean, it's like anyone. You'll always get the corrupt ones and the shady type of people, and then you'll get people who are the true religion fucking till they're dead. Like, no, I mean, just that's all they believe in. They're holy Joes, and then you'll get people like myself. Don't really go to mass, but I still believe in God. Like, no, I mean.
Here, so when did you leave your job?
I don't know, like a month or two ago. Like, it was just one night I texted my manager and was like, look, I'll not be back. Like, that's just...
Are you making good though, are you?
Who knows?
It's a good feeling, but Betty texting them, going, see you later, I'll not be back.
Yeah, it was, but see, because I was there for so long, and a few of my friends, because, like, a lot of them I don't really like, but it was quite sad, because it was like, oh, but...
I get you, like, I get you that way, like...
Yeah, but about
leaving your job.
You always have wee mates in your job's name when you go to somewhere, like, probably never gonna see them again, like, for a while. It's a wee bit sad, like. It's happened to me loads. I've worked fucking 16 different jobs or something.
I know, mate.
All sorts.
Until he becomes a professional rapper. Are you going to go watch his rap show?
Yeah.
That's
where is it you're trying folks. To get on? You're posting it. I
had to stop posting it because what happened was he has a lot of music videos on YouTube, and I was screen recording them off YouTube and then putting them on our TikTok channel.
Yeah.
But we get shadow banned because it says it wasn't our content. It was... We were using the
broke
algorithm.
My heart,
knew,
to be honest with you, broke my heart.
The algorithm knew that I was using someone else's fucking video, even though it was still lames, because they knew it was screen recorded, and they give us a shadow ban, so I had to stop doing it.
Because it was only going to like our followers or something. Then, you know what
you
I mean?
Know a shadow ban? Do you know what it is?
Yeah.
And I don't deserve that shit. Fuck you.
In case anyone thinks like. I just gave up on him. That's
he didn't give up on the sixth day. He didn't give up within a week.
Because someone else says to me, Liam must have got on the field. I says, mate, I can't post it no more because...
We should just tell people that. Yeah, I got on the field. That's why I was stopped. Bingo, bango. Kiwi, mango. Shout out to SP.
Here, so do you want me to get Cavi to get you a wee letter?
Yeah, I'm his biggest fan. He knows that.
I think I may still, I could probably still get either one he wrote to me. Like,
no.
Frame that, keep that, that'll be worth its weight in gold in a few years when he's tappy of hops. Like,
what was that about? Like, why the ladders? What did it say? Like, what did it say on that ladder? Was it a long ladder or just like a few words being like, oh,
it was
like, sorry?
It was about, I don't know, maybe eight lanes down, just talking about that. I'm not getting into too much detail because it's a handwritten letter. Like, you know what I mean? You don't really tell people letters. But it was just one of them ones where it was like, you kind of, I'm not even going to get into it.
He'll tell you after, Emily.
I'll tell
but
you.
He's all still friends. Because you said you've been friends for years, so he's just not rapping together.
Well, it was one of them ones. Me and SP have been friends for years. Cavi kind of was ran about with us for a while, and then we didn't see him for a load of years. And then... would have seen him about, well, what's a crack, but we weren't with each other all the time the way me and SP would have been, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Anytime we would have seen him, like, we wouldn't have passed him, you know what I mean? It was just one of them things, but he reached out to me and when I was in Australia saying, like, he wanted me to help him write raps and stuff and blah, 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 and I says, I would do it, you know what I mean? Because I did know him, and I wanted to help him.
Yeah.
But after a while, I was like, I'm not really helping myself here either. I'm helping everyone else except myself. So you have to help yourself first before you can even help anyone else. You know what I mean?
So what?
And it was kind of sucking my soul, draining my energy. And I like to have, I feel good when I'm on my own, to be honest. You know what I mean?
So what's the crack with that last song here? Because I'm being dasty-assy, so you can answer it yourself.
It's a good song.
No, I'm not putting it on the spot. You don't want to do it, Liam. You don't have to do
it. I did text the guy who made the beat, and I says that, sorry, it is what it is. It shouldn't be me to call the shots. If you want to make a song and you want to make it with a beat, go make it. You don't need me. What do you need me for? Like,
because you're the mastermind.
Oh,
you're the one makes it sound good.
Oh, right. I get you. But you know what I mean? Like, it's... I think if you really want to go and make a song and the beats are, what's stopping you going and doing it? Do you know what I mean? If I wanted to make if I wanted to make a song with some lethal rapper in Belfast, right? And they said no, but I still wanted to make the song, I'd go make the song with a beat.
Yeah.
I wouldn't let them and saying no stop me making the tune I want to make. Do you know what I mean? I reckon you've got a few bars in the Emily. Few freestyles.
Like, I don't know any rap. See, the only rap, that's what I was saying. Like, your one would be LK's song. Like, that's the only one that I've listened to from Belfast anyways. Like, I wouldn't really be involved with the rap stuff. Just the drama, but like, I think it's amazing. Like,
I'll keep up with
the drama, but like, I won't really keep up with the...
It's like a very, like, it's very... For being fellas, try bitchy in it the way
everyone gets on. Like, it's entertaining. It keeps me entertained.
As well, I apologize for last week for
I know the whole he, she, it or something. But see me, like personally, I don't care about that. But I had my friends texting me and they were fuming. They were like, hi, Dara, I'm speaking about you like that. And I was like, I don't really think it's that serious.
Well, no, that's because you fair play to
I would like to apologize too for my comments on the they and to anybody watching. I wasn't aware.
He said that was very respectful.
So this is why we've got Emily on here to try and help us get our lingo a bit better and terminology better when we're speaking about certain topics as well. So,
it's not every day. Not every
apologies
day.
Once again.
I don't think I've ever met a trans person, so it's
first time for everything.
No, I actually have that one. You see on your For You page on TikToks and all.
Yeah.
Would yours be a lot of trans stuff, would it?
No. No, like I wouldn't really make that like my personality.
Do you have like a wee community and just
there is probably a trans community in Belfast, but like
You're in your own community.
Like there's loads of people that are really into it, like, oh my god, like I'm not even a person, like non binary and all that.
That's when I draw the line. I was like, say if you come to me and tell me you're a penguin or something, I will not have it. I'll say you can be a boy or girl, and that's as far as I understand.
Perfect.
You've done what you've done. That's as far as I can I see. Once people start saying to me, "Oh, I'm not anything,"
I'm a pitchfork. Fuck it.
I think a lot of that gets fucking what's the word? Dramatized on social media.
Like, really you see the ones where people say like, "I'm in a relationship with myself and all. I'm married to me and all," and you're like, "You can't." Be like you can't really be in a like can you really like
nah
you have to do you know like
do you know I anyone don't... like a
no
I've seen it people who say
people like gotta see it obviously on social media but yeah. I wouldn't
they're in a relationship like with themselves like they're not in a relationship with anyone but they're in a relationship with themselves and like listen I have a good relationship with my mental health and all like but I'm not trying to go with me like you know what I mean.
Then all them people, I think it makes real trans people like not really seem as true because if people run around saying they're anything, then people probably will be sitting thinking like, oh, anyone's gonna say they're a boy or anyone could say they're a girl, but there is people that are actually transitioning to be it instead of just being like, oh, I'm like this or I'm like that.
I understand.
There's not a part of you that's like would be a scare before you get the chap to go right. Just say I fucking done the wrong hanger. Like it's not like you can just stitch it back on. Like I want shots off. Like no, you're really coming like back
for 5 years. I'm very aware at this point.
I know, but just like, what age are you?
I would imagine you're more 22.
Right, so you're still a load of years. I wouldn't like I've made a lot of. I'm not saying you're making a mistake, but I haven't made a lot.
It's not a mistake.
No, I know, but I've made a lot of mistakes, and I'm still 30, and I'm still making them. So just make triple. Remind yourself. That's what you want to do.
Yeah. I started taking the hormones.
You're probably at a stage now where, like, it's probably the opposite. Like, you're choked. You can't wait to get it done or something. Like,
exactly.
If you're that's the way I would imagine it. Like,
What happens? It? Can you let it bring it home? Put it, like,
no, like, again. Like,
frame the wee dick in your room. It's just mine. You still got it, know what I mean?
If I could, I wouldn't try and sell it home for money, but like you can't do that. Like
run up out hitting people.
Yeah, that would be.
That's your party trick whip out here. It's not even a dildo. It's a real one.
Have you seen the video of your man and it's Ross Camp and he's in the house and your man has his toes and they're on the TV?
Nah,
have you not seen it?
Nah.
John, have you seen it? Have you?
No.
Oh, I'll send the link.
You have to.
He's in your man's house and he's like a wee alcoholic. He's just sitting in his house. And he's like, what's this here, up here? And he's like, that's my toe, got it cut off, or fell off or something. He had his toe is on the fucking TV.
He's just got it preserved there, like, as if it's an old tooth or something that's came out for the tooth fairy.
I'll show you. It's
not Rasputin's dick, I'm using it.
Who?
Rasputin, that's
what
that
looks
like. Fuck. Is that the Russian person?
Oh, what?
You must draw that one next, John.
Did you see his dick, John?
I'm drawing a dick at the moment.
He's good. He's got a good calendar, like I had to say.
Oh, wait, is that the one you will show whenever on this podcast?
That was it, Dave's drawing them or?
Yeah, I think I did see it on, was it last week's episode? I can't remember. I don't really keep up.
You watch the podcast?
Yeah, that's what I see whenever I was just sitting, getting ready, a normal day. I'm like, fuck's sake, lips were like really bruised and everything. Wasn't in the mood. And I was like, no way are they talking about me. And I was like, for fuck's sake.
But how did you know? Because
at least you see her. I get them things said to me like every day. That
so here he wants to show you.
Oh, I'm just going out of the light. So
right. No, right.
But at least you had a set of balls to stand up for yourself and go, no, it is. Just and that's it.
Sorry. Words.
You know what I mean? Like you had this, you had the strong will to stand up for yourself and say, "Listen, no, don't be fucking chatting shit, putting something on my name." You know what I mean? So respect. You know what I mean?
I'm on a shovel, or they got whole fingers.
So it's just so we're just it was last week.
Fuck's sake.
It's funny to look back on. Like,
so is that what you were worried about? Yeah. So
it's funny to look back on.
So this is just so hers that
she's
that's where he says Manchester trip, but here's where this is the bit.
He's the Manchester trip now.
He just caught Gavin halfway off. So
is that what happened there?
Want to make a difference in your community, but not sure how? Go to GoFundMe.com right now and start a GoFundMe. Seriously, your next fundraiser doesn't have to start in a school parking lot or a church basement. You can start a GoFundMe today in just minutes. Fundraise for yourself, a friend, or family member, or an organization. All that matters is that you care about them. GoFundMe is the trusted place to fundraise for what you care about. With no pressure to hit your fundraising goal, but tons of tools to help you reach it, you can confidently start fundraising right now. Whether it's creative, local, or critical, your cause matters. And there's a reason why GoFundMe is backed by millions and chosen by fundraisers everywhere. It works, and it matters. GoFundMe helps you make a real difference. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
All right.
There was
no cuts.
It really did look like it was, but
tear show. You owe me an apology.
No, I owe you an apology. You say
sorry, not sorry.
But even the last bit about that, I personally don't care. But yous are a podcast in Belfast, and that's something I deal with every day that I go out. In Belfast, and like if people are seeing yous do it and being like, oh, that this is a game,
exactly, then it gives people the wrong idea. So you have to stand up.
I don't care,
do you know? I never think like that, like ever. Like, when I'm on a podcast, I just sit and say stuff, and then it goes on the internet, and then so many people, like, I've gotten shitloads of times over it, and I do apologize
or something,
apologize for it, because
I genuinely don't care, to be honest. But there probably is other trans people, and if it's so okay to say it to me, people might be like, oh, it's okay to say it to somebody who might be struggling a lot. Like, I personally don't really care, like, I can take it like a pinch of salt, but there's people that can't, like.
I'm sure you've had some mental health problems, like, growing up, because it's hard to deal with stuff like that, and then deal with people, say when you went to school, or people in your class, and you know what it's like, fuck's sake, everybody went to school, and we all got tortured and slagged, like, you know what I mean? So I'm sure it would have been a bit of a fucking, like, a melt growing up, when you know you're a certain way, and people are trying to fucking, like, take the piss or something, do you know, that sort of way.
With mental health, I've never really struggled. Social anxiety, whenever I first started coming out, because I looked like a fucking monster, like, obviously, trying to look like a girl when you're fully looking like a man at 16, like, then I would have felt, like, social anxiety. But other than that, like, I haven't been depressed or, like, anything like that. I usually take everything as...
Do you go to an all-boys school or mixed?
Mixed. I went to, like, 5 different schools, all mixed.
Do you remember when everybody would have ran about... You're in your early teens and everybody would have went to a certain location and all for a wee drink and a swallow. Like, was there a day where you first, like, made, like, a proper, like, your public appearance going out as, like,
But then, see, while I grew my hair up, it probably was a bit like, what the fuck? Because I ran about for, like, a year with, like, 2 hoods up, like, proper smicked out. And then just all of a sudden, the hood came down and the hair was... long, and just that was just it. It was mortifying, because obviously if you're going about for like a year with 2 hoods up and you're just randomly one day dropping it was a bit like
people weren't expecting to see it sort of thing.
You've always been gay before you turned into went with a girl as you were a boy?
Well, obviously I did when I was like 8, 9, 10, but like from 11
8, 9, 10,
but like obviously we jokey relationships, like the first time I probably would have done stuff with a man was maybe like a week before my 12th birthday, and that's when I was like,
Jesus Christ,
I know, 12? Been at it from young.
Fucking hell. Still at it?
Yeah. More than ever at the minute, actually.
Fucking making a fortune, your name. You need to go on that there.
What?
Sign up.
Everyone does, like, it's easy money. He get
free, you sign him up for free?
Yeah, you can have a free link.
Just what I do. What, say, I just, like, say I'm a new start, I'm fucking starting this wee page. Right, folks, I'm just going to get the Wilbert out tonight. Next week, you might see me stroke it, but stay tuned. Keep paying your way. Is that how you do it? Like, or what? Do you know what I mean?
See,
how do you start off?
I'm trans, like, it's very fetishized within men. Like,
it's going to a certain category, isn't
it?
Like,
and TikTok app was very good for me, because see, when I did start it, people were paying for it, not necessarily to like it, but like whenever I first started it, it went everywhere. Like, everyone probably would have had it on their phone. It's around about my age or younger.
Yeah.
So like, that was a really good promo for it too, because people paid for it, just share it around to everyone. And then the more they shared it around, like, I had wee boys text me being like, oh, I was putting my group chat and I actually liked it.
Do you not care? Like,
I get it thrown in my face every day that I go out. Like, people come up and be like, have you seen this? And it's like,
I took a picture.
And then you're like, for fuck's sake, these cons must think I'm stupid. I'm the one who fucking made it, obviously. It's like, I get it too. See, when you're out, cons come up, here, what about your man? You're like, listen, no, that's what it is.
People video, like, people running up and showing me it and putting it in my face. No, whenever I used to work at McDonald's, there was a video going around everyone's Snapchat stories of somebody coming up to me. I stood on the till, fucking ugly McDonald's uniform, that's the worst bit about it, and just showing me the photo, and I was just
there. Did McDonald's ever say to you about it? Can they?
I don't think so. They never did anyways, but...
We ever McDonald's when your man walked in, he goes,
How old do you think I am? So you would have, you'd have been about fucking 12. You'd have been a fella.
As a birdie, 18.
Really young. What age would you say?
I'm 30. And Liam's 20.
26.
That's not that old.
30. Oh, thanks for saying that.
No, I don't look 30 though.
I'm getting old.
You look like 40.
I feel like I'm getting old.
I don't mind.
Sure, I feel like I'm getting old.
Kind of average.
Sip a cider,
see, at your school, like, at your formal, did you wear a dress in?
I got picked out of school in third year and went to, like, do you know what Lockshore knowledge is? It wasn't Lockshore because I'm from Dundonald. It was called AEP.
Something
and
else.
So we hard work in school, were you?
Yeah, I'm fucking not there.
Did you pass your LAM plus?
Like,
oh, now you'd have been younger than me. I was the one of the last ones to do a LAM plus. Do you done LAM plus?
Mate, I haven't a GCSE to my name.
Have you not?
Nah.
See, I have 6 GCSEs to my
name. That just goes to show you, folks, you don't fucking need GCSEs.
You don't, you really don't. I swear to fuck.
I only got 2.
See, schools are just, they're just teaching you how to just be wrapped around the government's hand. Like, that's what they're doing. They're just teaching you how to go through school and get an 8-to-5 and just live in a rat race.
And just listen to what people tell you. Listen to what people tell you. And don't question anything. Well,
yeah, but yous are fine because yous aren't born sets, like, some wee quack it, like, maybe get your grades and, like, do something, because they are not able to come on and do a podcast.
No,
like,
but some kids are able to go on to be doctors and all, but not everyone's going to do that. The average Joe is going to go through school and come out. Like, I know a lot of people come out as, like, you're way smarter than me and come out and you're just, they're working in, like, just spars and just shops, and you're like, these cons were geniuses in school and done all their homeworks and they were... They've done like A stars on their A levels and just working in shops.
Yeah, but even when you kind of went to school, there was people there who was street smart, and then there was people there who was like book smart. Do you know what I mean?
Street smart all day, mate.
And street smart, so people that end up going and getting trades when they're 15, now they own their own fucking business. And
see, the thing is,
quid, like, and the book smart are in fucking thousands of pound debt from student loans and all, and fucking came back and they're working in.
See, a trade, mate, say, a trade's like, a way to be. Like,
100%.
A trade's what they have now.
Growing up,
I was in a super class, and we weren't allowed, I wasn't allowed to do my GCSEs, but what they made us do was going to do, like, a plumbing course, or like, going to classes.
Springville.
See if I'd have stayed at it, even when I was in Corpus, see if I'd have stayed at that, I'd have been a full, like, you're a plumber now, you're fucking, your college fee's 100 quid or something.
Oh, it's good though.
It is good money.
Compared to fucking... being a student and getting all these loans, and then you think you're sweet for a couple of weeks. Yeah, I meant that. And then you owe a fortune. You have to come back.
I don't think you can even buy a house without that. I don't even know. I don't know if you can. Like, you can pay that back before you can buy. Is that true?
I think so. But yes, children of today's age, you don't need to stay in school. Telling you, I told my brother 17. He's a plaster tonight. Loves it. Makes money every week. That way.
Are you
going? Know what I mean? I was, but for a couple of years before that, I would have went to him, you need to try and make sure you stay on school, you want a university, all this. Nah, you wouldn't even visit these days, like, you know what I mean?
Nah. Or you can do what Emily does and just
leave in third year.
Of your shop.
Uh-huh.
It is very easy money. Well, like,
what's the most you've made in a day?
Don't know.
Talk
about money.
Can you not?
I won't really do anything mental, like never anything out of the blue. Like, people will ask, but it's like, no, that's kind of disgusting. Like, drink your own pee, like, do all mad stuff, but I'm like, God, it's fucking minging. Like,
drink your own piss?
Yeah, I was literally even asked.
Can you suck your own ping?
Like, in what world would I be able to do that?
Can you?
Did you ever see
you answered that too quickly.
Did you ever see your man who got his ribs or something took out?
I was what do you call him, John? Marlon Manson. I was definitely buzzing, wasn't it? It wasn't real, was it?
I
don't mean like people want to do it, but like the way you're saying, like, people would ring up or for fetishes, some cunt could be into that.
And tell them to go and fuck. Like, we're not. What is
the January the weirdest thing that you've went to? No, I'm not a fucking. I'm not a creep. Like,
I'm trying to think. Like, no, people really wouldn't ask that. We're like, it would just be like stuff to do with pee, and then like touch that fairy.
See
if somebody says that, or drink your own cum. Like, that would be one as well. To like, I know, like,
here, that's weird. See, I seen one was on. I seen one was on James Dingley's podcast. I think it was, and he had a dominatrix on.
Oh.
And the cunt was fucking, some fella was paying her to like stand on jelly beans and just say, I'm a jelly bean, and he's stand on it and say, it's me, and your woman was doing it, and he's fucking jizzing out.
I remember watching this mad video, like, and these fellas pay these women to do this, like, I don't know why, like, they're sitting there, and your woman's just booting him up a face. I mean, he's looked like he's getting whiplash. His neck's going flying back. And then he's just sitting there, boom, and he's fucking loving it.
Them arbs rolling the other. The arbs, they fly cunts over and shaking their faces and all.
I know what these all these wee girls over in Dubai, you think is running about all meant and living the high life. I know.
I take the free trip to Dubai.
I'd rather go and work in the mains in Australia. 150 G's a year.
The mains?
Oh. Go and live the high life. You're working 2 weeks on and then a week off, and there's no shit on any tests. Just go to Bali, do what you want for a week. Cheap as fuck.
Would you go to Thailand?
I would, but like, it's not really like, oh my God, I really want to go to Thailand.
But at the minute, you would probably do well over there. Like,
I know.
I'm doing all right in Belfast, but and not much other people do it in Belfast. Would I like stay in somewhere that like... Not
so you've got your own wee niche... thing happening now.
Yeah.
Or
have you went with any fellas who have girls?
Yeah. And the majority at the minute, like, would be people that have girls or wives. And again, loads of people disagree, but
you book them, like?
Well, like, do you mean like me?
Yeah, you book. No. Do you not do that?
I told you, I don't use that unless. See, whenever I say, like, the only time I use it is for solo content, like, nobody that I will go out with will be touching that. And when they do, I'll be like, okay, like, maybe not that. That's not to that level, but
I'm still learning here. Like,
see, does your pubes grow different? Like, see the way, like, well, it's a mad question to ask, but like, do you know, like he's laughing. I'm being serious here. Like, if you're gonna get your what's the word that happens to your dick?
I don't know.
It goes in.
Like, you could say inverted.
Inverted, like, right? So if you're going to invert your dick, or invert, someone's going to get their dick inverted. Do they lose their balls too, or does they stay?
Like, they don't just fucking stay or tangle. Like, they would be.
So they're gone.
Yeah.
So
everything's gone. Like, it just looks like.
So you're saying, you know what I mean?
Where does a fella put his dick in if you're having.
In the hole?
Where the balls probably would be, I'd say.
But it is just made into a vagina. Like, it's just.
But does it feel like? But a girl would feel no, because.
Well, I don't know, because I haven't fucking got it yet.
Spoke to someone. What's if? Because a girl obviously feels stuff.
Yeah, but her
body is obviously has all stuff inside it.
Like, we want, like, it should be like wee bit jitter and after it or something. So, like, but would you be like,
no, well, I've googled about it. Like, see, because I've not got to the stage of surgery, no, I haven't like spoke to a doctor about that. But on Google, it does say that you do feel something. But like,
but it's mad because there's nothing next to you right now.
The reason I'm asking about the pubes
are shaped, like, so obviously a sensitive part. I don't know that's in there. Like, must be put in this, whatever we're supposed to be up by. I really don't know. I'm not like a surgeon, but
you're still in the learning process too, aren't you?
What year are you?
I don't want to learn about the surgery. Like, at least I know about that, the better. Like,
you're saying you could probably get your lips done. How are you going to get your fucking your
but you're put to sleep. Like, you're not fucking put to sleep whenever you're getting a needle stuck into your lip, are you? I wish you could, but no.
I've had a few surgeries last year on my back leg, and I got one that I didn't get knocked out for, and I'm mentally and traumatized for the rest of my life. Like,
seriously?
So I would advise getting knocked out.
Oh, I would always
just a big here. You'll not feel this. We free spray. Chap the back. I felt every bit of it.
Is that when you were in it was?
No, over here. But I would say get knocked out if you're going.
No, I would
go, do it like.
She said about surgery. See, Turkey, you can get length put on your legs.
Oh, you can get made taller.
You can, all right. It's bad. So you had to stay there 6 months.
Can you get length made on the R leg too?
I was trying to connect to hers whenever.
That is not cut off.
Someone told me you just use the top of it. That they use the top of it. I just don't want to. I haven't seen it somewhere.
You'd look up a wee video later, but I couldn't help you with that. Like,
because your dick, it's a muscle, like, so it's like that. If you're losing a limb, if you get it cut off, like, you're losing a muscle.
But see, if you kick, there's no bone in it, but if you kick it hard enough, it break. That's by the blender.
That's a cracker. Yeah, but it's one of them things. Like, the reason I was asking about the pubes is because if you're going on if you're taking these different hormones to change, and like women don't run about with beards and all, do you know what I mean?
My hair would now be not growing as strong or like not growing in places. Well, I never like grew hair like in my upper chest. Never like really a hairy person, so it'll never grow hair there. And then obviously on my legs, you know, like I used to be mad. I used to like shave my legs like maybe once or twice a week. Like I don't really have to shave it as much.
And like the way you can like Phil's eyebrows and women's eyebrows and all, like ours grow all fucking bushy.
Yeah, like, my eyebrows done at the minute.
Do you feel like a girl?
Well, obviously I felt like that before, but that's obviously heightened it. Like to fit more.
Want to make a difference in your community, but not sure how? Go to GoFundMe.com right now and start a GoFundMe. Seriously. Your next fundraiser doesn't have to start in a school parking lot or a church basement. You can start a GoFundMe today in just minutes. Fundraise for yourself, a friend, or family member, or an organization. All that matters is that you care about them. GoFundMe is the trusted place to fundraise for what you care about. With no pressure to hit your fundraising goal, but tons of tools to help you reach it, you can confidently start fundraising right now. Whether it's creative, local, or critical, your cause matters. And there's a reason why GoFundMe is backed by millions and chosen by fundraisers everywhere. It works, and it matters. GoFundMe helps you make a real difference. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
And the way that I felt, like, it obviously makes more sense now that, like, my emotions and stuff would be more feminine and my body's growing a different way. Like, obviously, I don't want to fucking see broad shoulders or something, like, when I look in the mirror. Or like,
would you be all about, like, no way, people would be like, oh, free the nip and all, let the hairs grow and all, like, let your armpit hair grow out.
That's disgusting.
Wouldn't do that.
No, I don't think anybody should be doing that. Like,
when I was in France, I seen a few women run about with hairy pits, like,
I seen like an Indian woman at the Christmas market the other day, hurry her legs at me. She's wearing a skirt, she shouldn't wear a skirt like
that. She shouldn't be allowed.
Hurry legs and skirts should be banned. You heard it here first. Get the petition signed. I'll sign it.
On TikTok? Like, what do you mean the maddest?
Do you get trolled much on TikTok?
Yeah, but like when it's by like a user, wah 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 account, like you don't really take it.
User for we yeah. He comments on ours too.
Francis and Ngannou and fucking John
did
Jones.
You see
Nah.
He read on the YouTube video?
Did he?
Francis?
No, he didn't. Swear to fuck, he did. Big man. I got your back, big son. Big Francis, my mate.
But I know what you're on about with them accounts there, fucking.
But I would love it. Like, see, whenever they are slobbering, I'm like, come on, like, at least put your face to it. Because then we can at least, like, slobber back and forth. Like, I'm having to just be like, it's all right. Like, you slag every single part of the, like, me while.
Because if you give in to them, they're winning.
I know.
They get all, you're wasting your time and your energy getting giving back to all these wee fake accounts, and they're just sitting there laughing, going, "I got them."
See, when you're doing content that you do, where do you do it?
I'll never bring a stranger to mine the first time, like.
So, do you go hotels or something, or fields or something?
No, not fucking fields, like.
Do you ever be scared, like, just like? Do you ever watch all them wee crime documentaries and all? People go missing and all. People who have wee mad fetish and all. Like, what do you call your man? Fucking Specky.
Specky.
Dahmer.
I know. And, like, obviously, a few of these people, like, oh, I Jeffrey. Might not know.
Oh, like, some, like, I could have knee. Well, you never know, like. I'm not saying it's going to, but, like, just be careful, like, there's cons about.
There is people
up there. Especially in Belfast.
Do you get much old men?
Yeah, but, like, I don't really. Like, I'll try, like, I do like an older man, but if we're saying like a pensioner,
so what's the oldest about fucking
like that subscribed or like that tries to? Like,
what's your age both, limit both. That you would go like you would sit like there's a limit where you say no, like 60, like, 50?
If they were allegedly paying or free, like if they were paying,
free, like just you interest is like
40.
Right. Not too old.
Not into the 50s yet.
Did you ever see your man fucking Frostbit? He's run about doing 7 year olds now. Your man, you wouldn't be long getting Frostbit.
Oh, is
he on the well? He loves it.
His girl, his missus, she's sad, not dead.
Ah.
Dead old age.
Rest in peace, love. Was it a joke?
I asked him to come on the podcast. I can't do any reply to me.
Well, there you go. That's hard to have down. I thought it was real.
He's country. I'm not going on that podcast.
So have you asked anyone? Then again, have just been like, no, like
every day.
Do you?
Every day. Like, you should get. You should get here. You should get my man on. You should get our Jared on.
Get
fucking
see Barney down the road there. Get him on.
He's a good story to tell.
Someone commented this was funny because we get a lot of people just writing going, sure here, but just taking the piss out of us. Yeah. And I get fucking my aunt on. But they're just taking a piss. Someone actually commented on last week's video saying, I'm a big fan and I'm from the West and I used to play for the Ireland paintball team. And I was kind of fucking taking a piss, mate. And then I clicked on his profile and he's standing there with like all the paintball gear and he's a paintball guy. He's telling the truth. I thought he was just taking a piss.
Because I've never heard of Ireland paintball team, like, you know what I mean? That's a real thing.
So would you have to then say no to people? Like, people
will just, because it's getting good views, like, well, decent views compared to, like, Larry Orb. We're keeping up with all the biggest podcasts in the North, like, and we're
only one over here that I continuously
what I'm proud of, most other people have walked in, like, they already have a platform and a lot of followers behind them, and they've walked straight into a podcast. Like, they walk in, they've got the following behind them, so they've got the views. See when I done it, there was no followers, no nothing, started from nowhere, and I feel like a lot of people are looking at going, fuck, they've done so well so quick, and they're jumping on it because there's podcasts starting every single day now. Every day I get on.
And there's no money made from this either.
Nah.
He's not making money.
No, this is all just.
You know what I mean? Like, we're. Like,
is it not on YouTube? No,
shit. Sure. You see, to make money, you need 100,000 views. An average podcast gets probably between 5,000 and 10,000.
Some podcasts might have like a Patreon or something, and they can make money off that, but. Most podcasts from Belfast wouldn't make money from. Like Joe Rogan and all, they've got millions of subscribers.
Do you think we were sitting here minted?
Not minted, but like you would have thought that you were making something from it.
Somebody in the little Mexican deli, I'll not say his name, actually said to me, he goes, fuck, I thought you were minted. And I was like, nah, mate, I'm fucking, I'm just
Well, because you do rapping and stuff as well, like you might think you have money from other ways, like I don't really know.
Seeing the only money I have is from busting my balls every day and getting up and working for it. No freebies, no fuck all.
He was working full time and he quit. He went part time to focus on his rap career.
Gives a shit about that.
So as I said before, and I'll say it again, is the show's on the 10th of January in the Sloan, so Hard West, Belfast. So
bring all your mates.
And I'm sure
any of your mates like Limbo.
Like, in what way? Like, have they said, like, he's great? Yeah.
So,
and like, I know again, coming on this, obviously, people were like, yeah. Not even just we girls, okay, we boys as well. To be sure
a couple of my mates sent me videos, and they're going, my wee mate I'm sitting with here, he says you're great. Like, I was going, to start, I didn't know what way to take it, but I'd just be like, I hear, Happy days. You know what I mean? No, that's it, exactly. At least I know I'm loved on both sides.
Mateo Copier, he's pretty single as a Pringle, or he's. Are you? Is it complicated or what's correct?
I'll not get into it. No comment. Listen. I'm here for a good time, not a long time. You know what I mean? No marriages. No nam. Rainbow slice. Free man.
Are you not hinking to settle down and get married now? You're getting.
I'm married.
Are you married?
He's married. He's big man's. He's doing well. I'm following his footsteps when I get to 30. When I get to 30, then I'm going to settle down. But for the next 3 years, wee bit of madness.
I mean, the rest of my life, it's madness. I never want to settle down.
Never?
Are you talking to anyone now?
I'll talk to people, like, obviously, because I'm not going to be, like, bored, like, lonely. But, like, it'll never be something that I'm, like,
okay. Many people have you out with, Dragon?
Like, all like, together?
Oh, like, hung out the back game, like.
Hung out the back game, like, oh, like sexual relationship.
Like, many people, Dragon, you've slept with, like.
What's a good number to say? It doesn't make me sound. I actually haven't had sex with as much dick, so suck. Like, that's extreme, like, the number of that, because I like a taxi.
Are you the one? And the photo were fucking thing. Pretty calm.
Let's hope not.
It was in a party. There's two.
No.
No?
Well, there's not been any photos of me in
party. I don't even want to say his name, but there's. Well, anyway, how many?
Like, slap with?
Aye.
Maybe in, like, 40s, 50s. So not, like, as bad. Like, the other thing
just
would be...
Just sucked about 100 dicks?
Yeah, but that's because, like, say I'm on a night out going home and the taxi man's, like, you can get a free, like, all right, like...
Seriously?
Free taxi, yeah. Or all just stuff like that. Or if I'm in the mood...
Just go and suck some cunt's cock?
Yeah.
Do you ever see the one or the taxi man and the person in the back goes, I'll suck your dick, and he goes, you'll suck my dick? I'll open your head like a fucking watermelon, son. Was that not, you know?
No. Nah. See, I'd never be the one to, like... suggest it like I'd never like I think that's
one you're
version.
Not trying to use it as your way to get
no,
a free
but
taxi
the second that, like it's mentioned.
Have you seen the video
me?
With the taxi your man's in it and he keeps turning the radio up?
Oh, that's you, isn't it? There's one where there's a homeless fella in the town. He's laying there. I'm pretty sure it was Randall Hall or something was video or somebody videoed it. And it was like after Thompson's on an night out. And it's beside, you know, like just where Dunn Stores and all is, as you're walking out of Victoria Square, that sort of way. Yeah. And there's a homeless man laying there. And you can see like a wee figure underneath a blanket and somebody runs over and lifts a blanket and he's gets on his saying giving them a wee blowjob. Like, oh.
He had to delete that.
Boy.
I think something happened for man.
But it was your wee homeless man's loving it, isn't he? He's the happiest homeless man in the fucking town, isn't he?
Was it two homeless cunts?
Fuck. I don't think so.
Is Boot homeless?
Somebody said that to me the other day, but We picked him up at an address.
See, we literally had to carry him.
I'm not surprised.
Both say he was blacksy by the end of that podcast. He'd done that, Paul Fugger.
He was all right to start, and then by the time it was done, he had half it knacked. He was a wee bit, whoa.
Was he drinking on this?
He fell over the wall. Oh,
we told him before, make sure you're sober for his podcast and all. They'll be drinking. Oh, why? 100%, 100%.
And he was fucking steaming.
Did they not have the pure fear? But, well, obviously, them types of people probably don't. But, like, see if I came on this block and say loads of things, I'd wake up the next day and, like, beg you to not post anything. I'd be like, please.
Were you nervous coming on?
No, like, it was just more like, how does a podcast start? Because this is the first one I've ever done. But, like, not really to, like, talk to you, no.
Yeah. Because really we're a working class.
Do you know what?
It's all. Yeah,
and because I've watched it, like, don't know. Like,
fair play too, because a lot of people just don't. Won't have the balls to come on.
Do you know how many people pulled out? Three people last week pulled out. Loads of people get a half an hour before. No,
I'm anxiety to the roof. I can't do it. People can't.
So fair play.
Like, all you're doing is sitting
we appreciate
with someone.
It. Because
people think when there's cameras on, it's different, but it's not.
It's just the same, isn't it? You forget. After a while, you forget they're there. Like,
that's why. Know, see, when I you forget the cameras are, then you end up saying stuff like what I said last week, and then you end up getting in trouble.
Yeah.
So
there's been a few moments like where I've went to say something and going, maybe that's not the right thing to say. You know what I mean? But it happens. We're only human. People like see, and especially everyone who's watching people on TikTok, they love to they'll call you out for anything. Doesn't matter what it is. Like, it's...
Does your granny watch?
Something stupid. My granny loves it, aye.
Does she?
Aye, my man, my man's boy, and everyone. Oh, they all watch my sister and all, everyone.
What were they saying about them when they said about the Muslim and all?
Aye, they were just saying it was a good... They just said it was a good wee podcast. I like that one. Was a good wee watch.
What about Boot One?
Boot One, it was a bit like, fuck me, he's fuck... My great aunt actually watched it. Shout out to Angela. She was like, how did you do that? He seems like a mad bastard. No, I was going... See, to be honest,
I was fed up with him, to be honest.
At the end of it, we were trying to tell him, the podcast's over, and he was going, he was loving it to be here, you know what I mean? He didn't want to leave, but then you'll get our people who just sort of fucking, maybe you kind of tell that they want to leave, but it just all depends on the guest. But like, you sometimes, especially if they're black or something, you don't really want to keep them too long. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? There was a wake on outside in the street, and we had to bring Boot into the car, and he's shouting everywhere.
He tripped over.
Is he the only one that's been like that, or is
it's been black that's came on? I've done like
I don't give a fuck. I bring anyone on. Like, people are very like, there's a lot of people out there very PG with a podcast. Oh, it has to be reflecting. I don't give a fuck.
See, that's why I don't really watch any of them because they don't have the people on.
They're like basically scripted. Because they'll tell you what they'll say, what they're going to talk about before or whatever, and then like a lot of it will get cut out. Don't get me wrong, stuff gets cut out on this, but like, it's more realistic. We're talking about more real life stuff, and it's not.
That's literally
it's cut out. It's John when he walks past to do something.
Some
like.
Stuff just has like, see when Burnsy won, we had a Kalari out and Shazzy Shankle. She was saying like racist words. She was saying we're literally, we'll get on our YouTube channel, we will get fucking banned for it. So we have to take stuff like that out.
Try to make it as real as possible without having to take out everything, but some stuff has to get took out.
Was Shazzy not on the first one?
I was
going for an hour and then it'll be 35 minutes.
I'm gonna get her back on because see now like I feel I'm far more confident, and like, I watch that back and go,
and she likes,
I get the jandies watching it.
She likes my rap, so.
I'm talking about you actually in the podcast.
I know.
Oh, would you like Young Spencer then, or is that like?
Why do you think? Because we're Catholic, we don't like him.
Well, like, is there like a rapper's beef? Like, I don't understand.
Yeah, I think he's doing well. He's one of the first to be honest. Yeah, see, when everybody's best, rapping over the sort of like the wee party tunes, he was the first person to kind of do that. You know what I mean? So we have to give him a big shout out, Young Spencer.
First,
what's one? He's the PROD. Something, but then kneecap too. There, I'm a H double OD low life. They were kind of around same time.
Kneecap just blew up, but yeah, he sort of went down.
See, I hear you talking about him, but I don't know who that is.
Kneecap, three of them,
yeah.
DJ Provy, Liam O, Nisha.
Oh, but day before,
they're Catholics, they're very
speak Irish. They're one of the biggest people to come.
Is that a film and all in the cinema?
Rap groups come from his country. Like, I went to watch them in Australia, that's how big it was. And they're from West Belfast. It's pretty mad.
Same age as us.
Oh, they're very, very good. Like, even...
Are they from, like, Belfast?
They're from, like, literally Rustrera, next street.
They're rapping Irish, but they also rap in certain words where it's, like, Belfast slang, so you would still understand certain bits of it, but I would definitely
they
give them...
They went to the Irish school, so they're fully fluent in Irish. And
would you just get them on this?
I'd love to.
They're too busy.
Lads,
fucking...
I know yous are busy.
They're doing Coachella.
But
sure,
for the Westies, we love yous.
They should go to your show, Liam.
I go to your show.
Amy, thank you for coming on.
No problem. Thanks for having me.
And sorry again for.
You're okay.
So you can tell all your friends. He said sorry.
Is there anybody you want to shout out? Any of your friends or anyone who might be watching? First one that comes to my head, whatever. And loads of them and miss out.
Tori, Ethan, and Amy. Shout out to these.
Well done.
If anyone's up and their dick's up.
Oh yeah, fan spacey Emily Collins XOX on Instagram, like text.
If you don't know,
TikTok,
get to know.